Jesus taught the kingdom within. This is Dr. Herbert Alvaro, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Jesus taught the kingdom within. What kingdom are you going to follow? What kingdom am I going to follow? Am I going to follow the kingdom within? Am I going to look for the answer within myself, or am I going to look outwardly and go all over the world trying to find the answer? And as I search the world trying to find the answer, I'm going to find lots of them. I'm going to find lots of ways to approach the inner self. I'm going to find lots of ways to look at all of life's problems. And as I see all of these ways to look at life's problems, I'm going to say to myself, well, now which one shall I follow? What shall I do? What shall I do? And as I become quiet and listen, I will find that I do have the kingdom within me. I do have the wisdom within me, the knowledge within me to take care of every circumstance of my life, to follow every desire of my heart. No matter what the desire may be, no matter how tremendous it may be or how earth-shattering it may be, I find the answer within. If I were the president and I had to think of all of the many things the president must think about, I mean, he's got the whole world in his hands. He has the whole world he must think about in his hands. And he must think lovingly, gently, positively, wonderfully of how to run the country, how to run his own life, of how to live with the people who are working to go into politics, working into party politics, and not necessarily the interests of the country. And he has to forgive them for that is their program. And he has to still look for what is the highest and the best for the people that he is serving. He has to look for what is his choice. And you can be sure he looks within. For the kingdom is within each one of us, whether we're president or whether we are an ordinary citizen, whether we are a parent or whether we are a child or whether we are whatever we are. We all turn to the kingdom within, to the divine center within, and we find the answer to every single problem we could ever desire in our heart. We find the fulfillment of every plan, every program, every way we might go. It doesn't matter. You read the magazines of today, the Business Week, the Discovery, you read Popular Science, you read National Geographic, you read all these magazines, and as you read them, you see the flights that people are traveling on. You see the directions that their thought is going. You see the cars that get more miles per gallon. You see the greenhouse effect. You see evidences of previous existences of animals and man on the face of the earth. You see all of these wonderful and glorious things, and you think to yourself, my goodness, that's my research. That's the area that I'm working in. And so one-pointedly, you look at whatever area it is you're working in, whether you're a geographer, whether you're a geologist, or whether you're a grammarian, it doesn't make any difference. Each one of your fields, each one of our fields, my field, is important to you and to me. And we put our full attention to it. And you can be sure that if you put your full attention to listening to the path within, listening to the God within, listening to the divine within, listening to the kingdom within, as Jesus told us to do, you can be sure you will find that kingdom. And you'll find in that kingdom all the answers to every desire of your heart. And you will feel the greatest, most wonderful, most fulfilled person that the world has ever known. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes. Just listen within. Follow your heart. Follow the desires of your heart. Follow the program that is most important to you. And as you do that, you'll find that life is worth living. And life worth living is what it's all about. Have a glorious day, and know that whatever your thought may be, if you go to that kingdom within, you can be sure your response, your choice, the direction in your life, purpose, goal, and result will be a very wonderful, fulfilling, rewarding experience. Have a lovely day, and know that indeed I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.